Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
If you will ask him, what do you need from me, then you're better able to both be doing your part. This is a two-way street, and healing is going to take three of you. It's going to take God, and it's going to take your husband, and it's going to take you.
That was going to be my next question and point for you, Vicki, because I would imagine there are classic responses from women that are reactionary, that are coming out of pain and fear, but that probably do more harm than good. And if you've got a humble husband who's willing to rebuild the bridge, you can see how tempting it would be to put it all on him. You have to rebuild my trust. This is on you.
Yeah.
But you're very clear in your book that the wife has work to do, too. We've got stuff we've got to get from the Lord that our husband can't ever be the source of for us. So we just have a couple minutes left before we pray. But maybe speak to the woman right now and what the woman's responsibility is in all of this.
You know what? I have talked to so many women, and myself included, before I really did the hard work of healing, when even when a husband is walking in purity and he's doing all of the right things, that we can still carry this big pornography stick that we're going to beat him with. When we don't do the hard work of dealing with our damaged emotions, processing our losses, and finding our hope and healing in Christ. And so we have to surrender some of the ugly things that we're carrying around with us so that we can get on to the important business of regaining trust and to get to the very important business of forgiveness. And none of that can happen when we're carrying a whole lot of garbage along. We can't biblically forgive if we are still angry and if we are still fearful and trying to control our husband and trying, you know, to deal with any guilt that we even may be carrying.
Makes me think of what Olivia wrote there in your book about, do we want to get to a place of unity where we have each other's back, where we both know we're not going to be perfect, or I want to make sure you pay for what you've done to me. And somehow, some way in marriage, we've got to get past that personal offense thing because we're in this together. Like Greg Smalley always says, if you lose or I lose, the team loses. We're in this together.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.